This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term on Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. 15-member Security Council earlier in the month recommended the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term starts on January 1, 2022. He succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017, just weeks before Donald Trump became U.S. president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to UN agencies and re-engaged with the world body. In a rare move, the UN General Assembly has condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting yes, Belarus voting no, and 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution reflects international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi and her party from power. Iranians voted in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest competition. Opinion polling so far suggests that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi is in the lead. This